right, friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We are studying discipleship training in Luke's Gospel, and this is Lesson 82, A Blind Man's Insight and Insistence, Luke 18, 35-43. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, so often you seem to speak in paradoxes. A blind man who can see what others cannot. People who claim to have great knowledge and yet really can't see the finger in front of their face. Lord Jesus, teach us to see. Open our eyes where we are blind. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I'm reading from Luke chapter 18, verses 35-43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd go by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. Luke 18:1 through 19:10 provides a number of insights into the qualities of followers. Examples both negative and positive. These are the characters Jesus brings to his outdoor classroom of discipleship: the persistent widow, the Pharisee and the tax collector, the children, the rich young ruler, the insightful blind beggar, the chief tax collector, Zacchaeus. Jesus has just allowed the most desirable potential disciple, the rich young ruler, to escape without being saved. Now he pauses on his journey for the social refuse of a person who depends on others' kindness for his very survival. What a contrast. Verses 35-37. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd go by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Beggars would often be found at the city gate where people are passing in and out. Here we find a blind man whom Mark identifies as Bartimaeus, that is, son of Timaeus, perhaps an abbreviation of Timotheus, one who honors God. Like the crippled beggar at the gate of the temple in Acts 3, he is probably used to calling out to those who pass by, asking for money, begging for alms. Blindness and diseases of the eye were common maladies in the ancient world. Probably the most common eye disease in Palestine and Egypt was purulent ophthalmia, a highly infectious inflammation of the conjunctivae propagated largely by flies that could land on a sleeping infant's eyes at night and cause an infection. When severe, this could cause the cornea to become opaque. Of course, other eye diseases could cause blindness as well. Those who lose one of their senses often develop other senses much more keenly, but it takes no special acuity for Bartimaeus to realize that the number of people on the road crowding into the city is much larger than usual. A pushing, shoving crowd competes to stay up with someone who attracts their attention. The blind man cries out to whoever can hear him, "What's going on?" And one of the bystanders says, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Once Bartimaeus is told that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, he begins to yell at the top of his lungs. He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Blind Bartimaeus calls, "Have mercy," translating the Greek word eleo, the same word group as the word for alms and the cry given by the 10 lepers who recognized Jesus and sought healing in chapter 17. It means show mercy to someone, help someone out of compassion. But this is no helpless, feeble cry for help. It is loud and insistent. The word translated called out is Greek boao, to use one's voice at high volume, call, shout, cry out. The word translated shouted in verse 39 is Greek kratzo, to communicate something in a loud voice, call out, cry. Verse 39, the words translated rebuked and shouted are both in the imperfect tense, indicating continued action in the past. He keeps on shouting. He won't be shut up, even though the crowd continues to tell him to stop. Some people are intimidated and subdued by their own handicaps. It's possible to almost give up, but not blind Bartimaeus. What motivates his irrepressible clamor for healing? Faith. To call someone Son of David as a title is equivalent to calling someone Messiah, for it signifies to Jews a person who is the promised descendant of David who will sit upon the throne of Israel. If you don't count the phrase that appears in Jesus' genealogy, Luke 3:31, this is the first time in Luke that the term Son of David is used. These words are also shouted by the crowds during the triumphal entry that follows Jesus' healing of Bartimaeus by only a few days. I'm reading from Matthew 21:9. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. During most of his ministry, Jesus doesn't encourage others to refer to him as the Messiah because the political implications of this title would soon prevent him from being able to minister effectively. But now his hour has come. His face is set towards Jerusalem, where he will be crucified, in large part for his unwillingness to renounce the title of Christ and King of the Jews. Bartimaeus' request for mercy uses the same words that other beggars used, but this beggar's address to Jesus is startling. When he asks the Son of David for mercy, he is expecting far more than money, and he has faith that the Son of David, the Messiah, will grant his request. Verses 40 to 42. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see, he replied. I find it fascinating that Jesus asks the man what he wants. You might think that it is obvious. The word translated see or receive my sight is Greek anablepo, to gain sight, whether for the first time or again, regain sight. The same word is used in verse 42, where Jesus commands Bartimaeus literally, regain your sight, and in 43, describing the result. The blind beggar is very clear about what he wants, to regain his sight. But why does Jesus ask the obvious? I can think of two reasons. One, to energize faith and cause it to be vocalized, or two, to help the person himself determine what he wants from Jesus. This question is nearly unique in Jesus' ministry. The only parable is at the pool of Bethesda, where Jesus asks the paralyzed man, Do you want to get well? The man's answer seems to indicate that he does. I believe that Jesus' question, What do you want me to do for you, can be useful for us, his disciples, in our own ministry to people. John Wimber, founder of the Vineyard Christian Fellowship, encouraged use of this question, How do you want us to pray for you? Or, What do you want Jesus to do for you? As part of a brief fact-gathering interview before praying for a person. He taught his prayer teams to listen both to the person and to the voice of God's Spirit in determining how to minister. The fact is, some people do not really want to be healed. A blessing, a prayer, perhaps, but not real healing. They are comfortable with their condition and the niche of caring that the illness has created for them. To ask, Do you want to be healed? Can be kind of like asking, Would you like to get off welfare? Well, yes, of course they do at one level, but they may have become dependent and are not willing to give up that dependence for something better, even if Jesus would offer it to them. A question can help surface this ambivalence so it can be dealt with and they can be encouraged to receive from God. In the case of blind Bartimaeus, I think Jesus is trying to get him to vocalize his faith, since Jesus responds to him, "Your faith has healed you." Verse 42, "Receive your sight, your faith has healed you." Jesus speaks a word, a command for healing, and the healing takes place immediately in this case. Matthew's account of this miracle adds a couple of small points. He mentions a second blind man that was healed at the same time, and the fact that Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Was it the touch or the word that healed? It doesn't matter. Sometimes Jesus only touches. Other times he touches with a word. At other times he only speaks a word. There's no strict pattern we must follow in our own healing ministry. Only listen to God and the person and be agents of what God wants us to do for that person, whatever that is. The word translated healed or saved is Greek sozo. This is a general word that means to preserve or rescue from natural dangers and afflictions. Save, keep from harm, preserve, rescue. It can have the special use, save or free from disease, used as early as Hippocrates. It can also mean save or free from possession by hostile spirits. What's so special about Bartimaeus' faith? Once he hears that Jesus is there, he immediately begins to ask mercy of Jesus as Messiah, exhibiting insight into Jesus' true mission. But he also has an unstoppable faith, a faith that won't take no for an answer. The crowd tells him to shut up, and he calls out all the louder. People are embarrassed as the local beggar goes ballistic when Jesus comes to town, but Bartimaeus doesn't care. He has an intensity of desire that overcomes obstacles, rebuke, and embarrassment to achieve what he desires. Jesus is pleased. Why does Jesus emphasize the recipient's faith time after time? Notice that Jesus doesn't emphasize or point to his own power, as some modern-day healers seem to. He gives glory to God and often points to the faith of the person who was healed. This is to encourage their faith even more. He is saying, "See what your faith in God is able to do?" The next time they come to a seemingly impossible experience, they are more likely to pray with faith themselves rather than call in the resident healer. Jesus is a bridge to the Father, always pointing people to a relationship with the Father. Jesus is not trying to make people dependent upon him, but he is teaching them to trust God on their own. Many can see Jesus only, but Jesus keeps encouraging their faith and pointing them to the invisible Father. We disciples also can serve as bridges for people. At first, they are very dependent upon us. We shouldn't be afraid of that, but not seek it. Rather, we should see it as a stage of faith. Our goal is to help transfer their faith in us to faith in their Heavenly Father. Only when we have achieved this have we succeeded. Only then have we become like Jesus. Verse 43. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. The result of the healing is immediately apparent. The adverb translated immediately is Greek parakrema, pertaining to a point in time that is immediately subsequent to an action, at once, immediately. The once blind man now becomes a disciple and joins Jesus' band. The word translated followed is akoluthao, the characteristic word that means to follow someone as a disciple, accompany. The word is in the imperfect tense, indicating continued action, was following, or continuous action begun in the past, began to follow, the inceptive or ingressive imperfect. The demonized man of the Gerasenes, whom Jesus healed, begged to go with him, but Jesus told him to stay with his people and become a witness to them. It wouldn't surprise me if the demonized man, now freed, had some behaviors that still needed changing before he was ready for public ministry. But Bartimaeus is ready. He is a man of faith and is more than ready to leave off begging and take up giving to others. I expect Bartimaeus serves as a tremendous encouragement to others. When newcomers ask about Jesus, the disciples point to Bartimaeus and say, "Jesus healed him of blindness, you know." Full of praise to God, Bartimaeus gives glory to Jesus. The story of Bartimaeus' healing is a powerful example to us of how it pleases Jesus for our faith to see its opportunity, grasp it, and refuse to let it go until we receive what we need from God. Who would have thought this beggar would instantly become a giver? What can your faith help you become? Let's pray. Father, sometimes I have given up too easily. The mountain has been too steep, and I have been too discouraged. I've just made excuses for myself. Forgive me for my unbelief. Renew my faith with the unstoppable faith that Bartimaeus possessed. Let me be quick to praise God and to follow you in the way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.